Welcome to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. And on this award-winning podcast, we discuss health, wealth, relationships, downsizing, taking care of aging parents, and so much more. We provide tools and resources for the new and seasoned empty nester. Remember, you don't have to be a parent to be an empty nester. We welcome all aunties, uncles, cousins, neighbors, teachers, clergy, any and everyone who's played a significant role in a child's life. Today, we are doing another health check and discussing blood pressure. So let's get started. On today's show, we are doing another health and wellness check. And again, we have done this before where we go over our numbers. Make sure you are tracking your numbers. What are those numbers? Glad you asked. Those numbers are write down your age, write down your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, your height, your BMI, which is body mass index, your body temperature, your normal resting heart rate, your waist measurement, that's the circumference of your waist, the date of your last physical, your A1C, and the ounces or cups of water you drink each day. If you have not had a physical in the last year, then I need you to call your doctor and schedule an appointment so you can have a physical, so you can get these numbers and see where you are health-wise. And then that way, we can see if we are making progress with improving any of these numbers that you want to improve. Most people have a monitor at home, or they can go to a grocery store or a drugstore, or go to your doctor's office to get your blood pressure. Your blood pressure is the force of the blood on your artery walls. And if you do not have that proper flow of blood, it can cause damage to your body. You can have high blood pressure, which is the most common, also known as hypertension. Low blood pressure is known as hypotension. So when you're taking your blood pressure, there are two numbers, the top number and the bottom number. When a normal blood pressure, the top number is going to be less than 120, and that bottom number is going to be less than 80. When you get into hypertension, that top number is 130 or higher, and that bottom number is going to be 90 or higher. If that number is higher than 180 on the top and 120 on the bottom, then you need to seek medical attention immediately. On the other end of the spectrum, for low blood pressure, that is when that top number is going to be lower than 90, and that bottom number is going to be 60 or lower. Now, when you have high blood pressure, some of the symptoms that you can have with high blood pressure, you can have chest pain, dizziness, you have shortness of breath, nosebleeds, you can have severe headaches, and this could also be the sign of a stroke. When you have low blood pressure, there's some dizziness, you could faint, you can't concentrate, you can have blurry vision, you can be nauseous, you could be fatigued, and these symptoms can lead to going into shock. When you go into shock, you have rapid or shallow breathing. Your skin might be clammy. You might be confused or disoriented. Your heart is beating very rapidly, and you can have a very weak pulse. And again, if any of these symptoms occur, you need to seek medical attention immediately. There are some ways we can lower or raise our blood pressure. Of course, take your medication, but if you're not on medication, or even if you are on medication, these are things you can do in addition to the medication. So with higher blood pressure, one of the first things they tell you when you have high blood pressure is to cut out salt. So one of the things that I have done, because I do have high blood pressure, I don't really cook with salt. I try to use a lot of herbs and spices, and I really don't use a lot of salt. And again, you've heard me say on the show before, when you read the labels of the food that you buy, a lot of the foods have a ton of salt already added. When I can, I try to buy the lower sodium versions of foods at the store, or no sodium version of the foods at the store. Understand that your frozen foods and most canned foods are going to be higher in salt than your fresh vegetables and fruits. Of course, one of the top ways to lower your blood pressure is to lose weight. By changing how you eat, hopefully it'll be easier to lose weight. Because if you cut the salt and sugar out of your diet, you'll probably see those numbers come down a little bit. Limiting alcohol can help lower your blood pressure. If you are a smoker, if you stop smoking, that will definitely bring that blood pressure rate down. Some things that you can control are your sleep habits. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. It is suggested you get 7 hours or more each night. Exercising will help lower that rate as well. Meditate. Meditation can help you to reduce stress. Reducing stress is one of those top factors for lowering your blood pressure. You can also find a support group. There are some online. You can also check with your local hospitals or do a Google search and find organizations that are near you. Many of them meet virtually, and there are some that meet in person so that you can get that support, and that'll help you. That'll help with accountability and being held more accountable for your health. It's going to make you more aware of what's going on and help you to reach your goals and stay on track. On the other end of the spectrum is low blood pressure. So if you have low blood pressure, some things you can do to increase your pressure would be to eat more salt. They say crossing your legs while sitting can help increase the pressure. Drink water, wearing compression socks, and avoid sudden movements, sudden changes in your position. When you can, raise your head when you're sleeping. Take cooler showers, and exercise is good. They suggest working on your lower body. So activities like rowing or swimming, cycling, hiking, walking, those things will help. One of the best ways to control your pressure is eating healthy and watching what you eat and make sure you're getting a nutritious and well-balanced diet, a variety of foods, especially fresh fruits and vegetables. So those are just a few tips for maintaining a healthy blood pressure so that you have a healthy heart, so that you can live longer and enjoy more out of life. Make sure you follow us on our socials. We are Emptiness Squad on Instagram. We are Branching Out of the Empty Nest on our Facebook platform. And our website is emptynestsquad.com. New episodes are available every other week. Make sure you tell a friend so that they can find and follow us as well. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And until next time, get out there and soar.